Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Right now, we're talking about ride-hailing apps because the Phase 2 heightened alert here in Singapore has put livelihoods considered under the gig economy to a very challenging time. Against these challenges, TADA, zero commission model, has been proven to work for both drivers and riders. It sets itself apart from its competitors with a mobility ecosystem based on trust and mutual benefit. So drivers get to keep 100% of their earnings and have no performance-based incentives to meet, which then allows them greater flexibility and less competition against other fellow drivers. Now, this model has proven to be beneficial for TADA's business growth and for their riders, too, as shown by their 20% month-on-month increase in ridership in 2020. Last year, its wet market delivery service, TADA Fresh Market, was also launched and is continuing to provide drivers and market vendors with an additional channel of income. So how's TADA's business model become an advantage for them? Joining me now is the CEO and founder of TADA, Kay Wu. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Dimitri.
All right, Kay, first of all, let's just tell our audience that TADA means let's ride in Korea, right?
Right, that's right. And also it has another meaning of surprising English, as you know.
TADA, something like that.
Right.
So, okay, surprising English, TADA. What is the surprise then for TADA in terms of business model here in Singapore?
In general, it goes with the zero commission and 100% of income gives to a driver. And then that benefit actually connected to the service quality. So drivers are happy and customers will genuinely be happy, right?
So if it's a zero commission model that you have, where is your income coming from then?
So we're building the software, so our ride-hailing solution, and right now with the TADA Fresh, we also developed our delivery solution. So these softwares actually can be sold to outside of Singapore, let's say Africa, who needs to use this kind of solution, and we provide it, and we share the benefit more with them. They earn their own income, and whenever they use solutions, so they pay money to us. So we have our other source of income for ourselves. So then developing this whole system with the mobility data, and that also goes with the blockchain. So then blockchain itself has a ecosystem together. So building this in general, that we are actually making bigger altogether. So we're earning income as well.
Okay, Kay, let's talk about the business model, the 0% commission. So this is beneficial for drivers, I would assume, but what do riders get out of this?
So zero commission means that actually there is a room for, let's say, provide a little bit cheaper price for the riders. So let's say there is a 20% commission on top of, let's say you pay $20, that there's 20% commission is like, driver only gets $16, but there is a $4 of commission, right? So we have a room to adjust the price a little bit, so give another benefit to riders. So riders get a cheaper ride, but with a good quality of service, but the driver gets a more income than like paying 20% commission.
Now let's move on with the first iteration of TADA's ride-hailing service since it was in 2014. So it's in Hong Kong, and why choose Hong Kong?
We started our company back in 2012 in New York. So back in 2012, we started and we failed. And we failed several times, like three times. And then we started our service management system and reservation system service in Hong Kong, between Hong Kong and Shenzhen. And it was just a very like genuine like interest for us to do the business internationally. So we were there and then we built the system. So we wanted to use that for the management system all over the Asia. So we were traveling in Thailand and Vietnam and Singapore and Indonesia. And while we were traveling, we see another big opportunity here in Singapore back in 2018.
So what are the lessons that you learned through all those failures?
Well, failures, actually, first of all, if you make a good system, you should be able to sell well. So that's the first lesson. So then, we've been doing good on selling what we have been making. But the other thing is actually, when we started in Hong Kong, we did actually commission model, like a 10% commission of any reservation. Okay. But what we learned is actually, unless we have like lots of money or like cutting edge technology, it's very hard to convince those participants or rental car companies or drivers because of these commissions. Actually, that creates the barrier when we have a conversation. So what are you going to take from me? It was the very first question that I'm getting. While we are running the business, we learned the concept of the blockchain, and there is another way that we can actually create the revenue or income. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing so, and then we provide more benefit to the driver side or partner rental companies. And then that helped us to grow further, and it actually opened the new types of platform idea for us.
So is this no commission model then one of the reasons or one of the ways to earn driver loyalty?
Right. That's actually core. The ride hailing or mobility service itself, it's the core fundamental actually coming from the drivers. It's not about like selling the service to the rider to match a service that quickly, but you keep the livelihood of the driver, and then you giving the benefit 100% to them. Mm-hmm. And then in return, drivers give you 100% royalty and support. But at the beginning, you know, zero commission concept sounds like a scam, right? At the beginning, drivers actually telling us, oh man, you guys are like a scammer.
But yeah, it's one of those too good to be true kind of things, zero commission.
Right. So like, we tell them, yes, it sounds like a scam, but we're doing it. We will honor our words. Like, even now, like after 3 years of running, we still survive, and we kept our promise to our drivers. So it only gets bigger and bigger, but it's just only a matter of time. But the only one thing that we are actually facing is actually a little bit slower growth. So there was some bigger platforms are burning cash and grow further and further, but I don't think that's sustainable. But what we are aiming is actually growing sustainably and also giving 100% of benefits to the drivers.
How has COVID-19 impacted TEDA?
Mm-mm. Well, actually, at the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, it hit, but actually we grow better these days.
Oh, okay. So in that sense, where do you go from here? So from what we've learned from COVID-19 and that there was growth for TEDA, what is next?
So for our cases, actually, we want to make our alignment with the change of the sentiment of drivers. Actually, drivers all got educated like over the course of like many years of participating as a ride-hailing drivers. Now they know that what's good for them and what they should focus on. So we want to keep this and 100% supporting them with the zero commission. But the next level that we're thinking is actually we want to provide a proposal to our drivers. For example, let's say electric three-wheelers in such different countries in Cambodia that we try for delivery and ride-hailing services. Whatever we could do, software or hardware that we can provide to our drivers, that we will do.
All right, so tell you what, okay, I haven't downloaded TEDA, so I'm going to do it as we finish this call. Thank you very much for joining me here on The Breakfast Huddle. Kay Wu is the CEO and founder of ride-hailing service TEDA.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.